Tienen un testigo, el pozo del testigo mirarán. Sí, Lue itself is to be a bullet block and hundred, to be three blocks. So it's something that requires a shield. So the mail we say, Estrich Rakeira, Estrich Soli, Estrich Soli Arzachas, or let's say Lue Soli Arzachas, or Lue Soli Arzachas, it can't be anything, because the truth in America is you, seems to require a different shield, and it's always said that I'm drawing Arzachas, and it's being destroyed. So the mail way, the shield is right. So he says, Behold, it's your other son. The other God will shoot the back of the door. But here, for this, I'm going to admit, so the Ram means that even if you're not like a result, let's say your right hand and an order of a shield, or parchment of your other God, so right hand parchment of your other God. So that requires zero. So we get to look at the other God will shoot the back of the door. But if you write some parchment of your Amidahat, so do that if you write. So he says, so that is only our in something that requires here. But the other thing requires here, because the Torah says, how large the parchment must be. He has to write again. But if he's a big artist and he can write the whole paragraph on one tiny piece of paper, no matter how small it is, so it's still alive, so there's no shield. We just put one of these boys here to take of the Lord. New, a new basin to speak and inspire me Elam. The man doma koeil grief as the soul of Dome, Masa do have a yet the man do it's not Elam. So he says that the yet, the cost of Shranoi is what they are, even, and all kinds of Shranoi. It means even Shranoi, even Shranoi that requires bio. Even with Shranoi that requires bio. But then he says, a new basin to speak and inspire me Elam. Those that require Bio Mino Elom, Riman Doma Koreini Vishrei, Kisorov Dome, Masel Havage, Dichmandu Isnaido. So on the contrary of Shimon, if you write a Get and a Sheo, and parchment of Iran Adaha, let's say. So it's possible. But according to Rabbon, you say Koreini Vishrei, Slav Kisorov Dome, then it's possible. There are the most Ramon, however. So then everybody raises the question against the Ramo. Now the Ram says, and he says, the Ram here is raising it. He says, the Ram here is raising it. So everybody raises the question against the Ramo, the Chalka Tichetis, the Shmuel, the Tal, the Prichodo, the Goyim, everybody. But the Ram says, Mil Man Roma, Kolei Mikrish, and Kisor of Dome, that's Rapshime. And we don't pass like Rapshime, and we pass like Ramo. So there's someone who says that the Ramo does pass like Rapshime, and so they say, no, he doesn't pass like Rapshime. Anyway, this is what the Ramo says. מי הוא בדובר כצור דיו מנעילון וצור אכפריפה עם כוסר פולובה גאה תשבות. Now there is a very long goyen here. I'm going to read that goyen. Now, מי הוא איסרענו יקומה. ואף אגב דכתו את, so he mentioned the Lashon of the Ram. ואף אגב דכתו תלך בשיעורי. הוא אמרים לו אל דמיד את בו ישיעו, פשיעת אבילוי. ומי הוא בעיתום שצריכי ריבי יום נעילום, רימן דומה, קוראים לי ריפה, כיסור דומה, משמע דלוי אבגה, דחמן דלוי שמי דומה. זה דלו שדרה. So then the goyen says, the whole דבור of תמוי. The דרן is one big pearl. מה שקוט אף רימן דומה, קוראים לי ריפה, כיסור דומה, והי נרפים מנוחת, וירשת, כי בדבור מה צריך לביאו, קולאו במהיר, כמו שקוטו דיסוק למדל, ומה שקוטו פומי ובעיצון, הלי בכל המקים לתנאו, ביום רוקצו שמח בשיעור, ואום רו בחי גב, נדעי נבד ונזורת. בקוד זה לא שנוברה מי, זה ומי ובעיצון שצריכם להסביר מן האירו. So it's much more from the Ram, it's much more as far. You see, that there are two kinds of Isura Noe. There is one type of Isura Noe which does not have to be by a neighbor, which is not, does not have to be destroyed, does not have to be wiped out. Certain Isura Noe which do not have to be missed by a neighbor. And then there are certain kinds of Isura Noe, like Abrizor and Yerandaha, which not only are Osaba Noe, but are frequently by a neighbor. So here the kashe, why do we say Umiubei Soshet Krichon is by a name? Or how did the Cholam King is the Omru? Ktuze Mechte Shiur, the Omru B'chai Gane. You see, because from the words of the Ram is Masma. He said, the Holy Shiur Amei Kamre, the Afagab the Ktuze Mechte Shiur, Moyich Pesponu Yidid Yiboy Yishiyo Kishiyo Umiubei Soshet Krichon is by a name? Or they are according to Rav Shimon, we say Kolayim is Rishon Kisozom. So, in other words, so that means the deal of Rav Shimon doesn't apply to all Mr. Anoy. Doesn't apply to Mr. Anoy. But Ktuse Mechti Tishur does apply to all Mr. Anoy. So here's the Kasha, no. Why does he say first, he says the whole Mr. Anoy is Kambe. Vahvah Kambe Ktuse Mechti Tishur, right? So, but here doesn't require fear. And then he says, Umiyu Beis is Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron. So Rav Shimon Zin, according to Rav Shimon, we take it all of them. So Rav Shimon Zin applies only to certain types of Isura Noe. Which types of Isura Noe? Those that Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron. Masha'in Tim Daloch of Tzrichon Lech Tishurure is more general. Applies even to Isura Noe that are not Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron. That's how it's Masha. Because he says, the whole Isura Noe comes in on Vavaka the Tzrichon Lech Tishurure. And then he says, Umiyu Beis is Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron. But those Isura Noe, special types of Isura Noe, the Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron, so then the Kol Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron, so then the Kol Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron, so then the Kol Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron. Masha'in came, because of the Aloha for Yisrael, Masha'in came to Aloha for Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron, that is not limited that yet to those that Tzrichon is Bayan Meiron. That's how it's Vashor Moshe Ram. So we're going, let's know. When do we say, Tzitzenachtishure? We don't apply the din of Tzitzenachtishure regarding all Yisuranoe. We apply Tzitzenachtishure only regarding those Yisuranoe that Tzitzen is Bayan Meiron. For example, what? Abrizore and Yerandaka. But the other Yisuranoe, we don't apply the din of Tzitzenachtishure. Now, there are three types of Yisuranoe. The Goyim mentioned here too, but actually there are three. I mean, the Goyim doesn't mean to negate the third type. One type of Isura Noye is a Isura Noye that doesn't even require faith. That's even a B'cholom. What's a B'cholom? Because B'cholom is a B'cholom. Do we have to destroy it? Do we have to burn it? No. Midrabon, we have to be king of Isura Noye. Why? Because it's a Kole. So it's only for a purpose, because if you leave it around, if you leave one of the B'cholom around, so someone might be useful. So that's why you have to be king of it. But that's only to prevent the useful. But actually doesn't require anything. Just Otomanoi. That's one type of Isuranoi. Then there is another type of Isuranoi, like by Asher and Dor, where in the right there is a mitzvah praying. There is a mitzvah praying. In the right, we have to burn it. And regarding that kind of Isuranoi, so that what we need, ask on with us. The moment you burn, the Tayakaran and Dore, so then you can even have another from there. You can have another from there. Then there is the third type of Isura Noe, and that is Abrizor and Yerandaha. But Abrizor and Yerandaha, so it takes the faith in Ture, I mean, if it's accepted, I mean, no one argues with that, I think it's more than from the Gimel. So they said, the Barizor and Yerandaha, so even the Afron is also. Why? So we can explain it. Because Barizor and Yerandaha by all and by Asheren. So it's a mitzvah to realize the mitzvah of faith. There's a mitzvah. You burn it. We have to burn it once. That's all. Finish. We don't have to do anything else. So it's already not a mitzvah of faith. The moment we burn it, so it's not a mitzvah saying we can even have a noye from the Israel, from the Israel. But in the Israel and by the Israel, So the need for public attitude, first and foremost, why? We have to realize one single mindset of evil, one place. No. The mystery is that it should be always. It should be destroyed. By realizing one single mindset of place is not enough. By fire, heaven, the whole earth. We only have to realize one mindset of place, and that's all. One mindset of place. Now let's say you will burn all in Prayakara, and then they'll come to then Captain Musa. And even let's say the chemist, the very dear chemist will come, and they'll be able to revive back. I mean, the dawn in Prayakara, and he'll still be with the mother, because it starts with this process. Once he realized that a single trace in there has broken up. But the Zohar knows, but the Zohar, even the ashes, you're not allowed to have another. Because the mitzvah does not consist merely in realizing in one place. No, the mitzvah is to keep it over. So the ashes also have to be kept over. The ashes. After you burn it, you have to keep it over. You have to keep it over. So, in other words, and that's the definition of the Zohar. If you have another Zohar, you have a certain meaning. Another Zohar. So what you do, you grind it, and then you melt it, you grind it, and then you put it in the yam. Why after melting it and grinding it, why do you have to put it in the yam? In other words, because even after you melted it, after you ground it, it still requires it. It has to remain over. So that's the halacha. So that's the type, in other words, we have three types of Yisrael HaNoyeh. We have one type of Yisrael HaNoyeh which doesn't require, does not even require faith, like what's the cause? Something of HaNoyeh. And then we have another kind of Yisrael HaNoyeh, like by a seven and all, where there's a need of faith there. But that's all. Faith there. And then you can have HaNoyeh from the Israel. And then you have Adri Zohar and Yiran Zahar, well, even the Israel is going to be done, because the mystery is not just to realize its presence. The halacha is to keep it always, all the time. So after you destroy it, you still have to keep it destroyed. You have to keep it destroyed. So that is the kind of... So there is a machleket to change now. Of course, the halacha of Tisha Mechlet Yoreh, the halacha of Tisha Mechlet Yoreh, it certainly doesn't apply to what the halacha. That's why? Because it requires any Israel of Hebrew. No faith, but the Mechalot. But the Mechalot with the right thing, you can keep it on the table all the time. As long as you don't have a name, you have a lot. Because of Tachore, we shouldn't keep it on the table. We have to be children. So, Tudim Echishure, so certainly that what Tudim Echishure does not apply to what the Mechalot. But there is a Mechalot to say in it whether the deen of Tudim Echishure applies only to our Zorin and Gahat, where Tichinu is Bayan Neilom, it's not just a mikra phrase that you have to realize. It has to be destroyed and it has to be kept destroyed from the world. So the most the same holds that the Tichinu is sure that doesn't apply to all. Doesn't apply to all. Or to why I tell you. Let's say, an Esther Shalole, for most the same say, by Esther Shalole, would not be possible on the score of Tisha Mechlet Yoreh. Why? Because only when there is a mitzvah of Biyom Ne'elom, not just one mitzvah of faith and one mite of faith, but where there is a mitzvah that it has to be kept destroyed, constantly. So Ne'elom, then we say Tisha Mechlet Yoreh. It is something that the Torah requires you to keep it destroyed. So then, the Kiyur is like, but that's the law. The Torah doesn't require us to keep it destroyed. The Torah says, you realize one faith and that's all. Then you can have all the Amelia from there. So they don't apply, so it's not a mitzvah, it's not a deen of Biyom Ne'elom. It has to be kept destroyed all the time. Just one faith and that's all. A mitzvah of faith. So then we don't pay to the next year. And the lies, that's the secret of most of the things. And the lies from the Morgan took it up on the day. So the Morgan took it up on the day. Says, why yes, it's always not interest. So one says because there's no literature, and one says because there's no money. So I can explain it because it's not 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 because it to that lochem. So the main implication being that and the other one because there's no other achilles, so it's that lochem. So maybe I call it a rache. So only on the tradition you cannot be able to connect it to all, but the other thing is, you can be able to. But if an ethic to Rashi and the Al-Dakha, so people that are pure, you cannot be able to be able to say. So what strategy is it? But, so take it to say the Kabbalah. But even why do we have to resort to the fact that we have no Heter Achille, which is it's too long that we have to preach in the Heter Achille, or it has no even money because it doesn't have the words of the truth. It should be possible because it's too much sure, because all the required phrases. So take it to be the therapy of an army. That even the other chain is possible because of too much sure. But by long the tradition is possible for two reasons. First of all, because it's too much sure, and then because there is no Heter Achille. Oh, I thought other things can see that it is there. So they deduce from the Gemara, Rashi Shite. Rashi himself has a Shite that the Shalole is only for Lion to Shishi because it has no Etahile, because there is no Dimone. But Lion to Shishi is for there. But the Ephraim Shalashi was really on the Dahas, it's for the Union of the Shishi, why should we not do it? Why don't we say in the point of Rashi, Shishi not be sure that all is true? So the answer is, we say the Ephraim Shalashi was really on the Dahas, only with the Ashir on the Dahas. Why? Because there is the Aloche of Shishi is by a Leon. Even the Ashes are also. That too requires it. There is no limit in the mutual deal by Avrizor and the other guy. It has to be kept destroyed all the time. Machines in all the intermediate to be taken as better, that's all. They will don't take truth and after two. Well, it's interesting to me that we apply the deal of truth and after two, even the WO, where there is no deal of deal on the law, just a mutual of faith. So the Goyen, he agrees with the teacher of most things. The teacher of the Shiur applies only to a Shiur on the Allah, where the leader of the Allah, where even the Israel is on. The Israel too has to be kept destroyed. So let's say, if you burn a Bidor of Azalohe, you burn a Bidor, so then you take the Ashes, you cannot use the Ashes. Let's say, by Ole, if you burn the Ole, and then you can use the Ashes in the parlor. You can read. But on the door, even if you burn on the door, what you have to do, you have to keep the ashes and throw it in the oven. Because it's a locher of Dio Mineiro. It's a locher of Dio Mineiro. Now, you see, this is, it requires the same kind of thing, but they, now, the Nazis, so the Nazi who was, what was his name, who was Eichmann, yeah. So he, in his Tavoy, he said that it should be cremated, and then that the ashes should be thrown into the water, in the ocean. And the same Tavoy was left by Titi Sorosho. In other words, be on the mayor, you see. I mean, they had a desire to be inspired by the mayor, to be cremated, that's not enough, because then the ashes remain. So it has to be Biom Neirom, and I mean, and they want to have to do Kavoye, because after all, I mean, Avrizore requires Biom Neirom. So only it can be something that requires Biom Neirom, not just praises. So then we see, after that, we say, Kutan Akishore. The Goyen agrees with that. So this is why now, the Rosh Hashanah Rami is, now, the Holy Surah Noe Kam, the Avod Al Dikutan Akishore, the Yichbet Kono Udmini, the Boy Yishio Kishore Savuye, ומיהו בייזה שצריכם לסבור עם הילום, למען דומה חברים את ליפה כיסור, דומה. So מה שלא הרגל, so מה שמה פנדרם, that the רבשים הם דין of חברים את ליפה כיסור, דומה, applies only, is limited only, to what kind of Yisur HaNoe, that which we have to be by an hailom. What is it? Avrizor and Dira. Avrizor and Dira Nidaha. Avrizor and Dira Nidaha. מה שאין כאילו דין אוף סוטה לאחת השיעור, אפלאי, to other is to run alone. We certainly couldn't say, I mean, that I just think they're going and meant to attribute that to their arm. Let's say, the arm certainly couldn't say that the dean of sitting at sure applies to the hollow. I mean, how could we say, because the hollow doesn't require any mixture of faith, not at all, you can keep it on the table, be the right. So, but, what the Goyen meant was in Discot, in Rabshim and Zin, he said, Miu Beiton Shetzricha in Zbaya Meneiro. Beiton Shetzricha in Zbaya Meneiro. Remand Oma Chomeini Rizot Kishon Zomer, Mashal Havadet. So he mentioned the expression Shetzricha in Zbaya Meneiro, so it's Mashma, that Rabshim and Zin of Chomeini Rizot is limited only to Abu Zon and Dach, which requires the Omeiro. Mashain came the Zin of Tzricha Mechdishiure, applies, let's say, to all in Kwaya Kerem also, even though all in Kwaya Kerem just require a mixture of praise, not Biyom Neila.
Alright.
Also logic, you can say that, though, no, there's no logic. There is no logic, you shouldn't look for logic.
No, you say that death does not require Biyom in a whole and it
doesn't require praise in a whole lot. That's not what we're going to say, so in other words, what means Ktuse Mechdishiure? When something requires Biyom and Eirom, it cannot exist. Even after you burn it, it cannot exist.
No, okay.
You must throw it into the ocean.
Yes.
The ashes itself, you must throw it into the ocean.
The other pieces, the
whole,
that
they think
by
Kodakir, it's a Ktuse Mechdishiure.
Why don't they have Ktuse Mechdishiure?
No, why? Because it requires praise.
No,
Ephraim is praise. All right, so it's Ephraim. Ephraim is praise, ashes is already something else. What is that?
If you were burning in a long term,
all right, so. But the ashes is not the same thing, it's chemically not the same. I mean, the ashes of the oil is chemically not the same thing as the oil itself. It's ashes. All right,
so what's the every single piece of ashes
become ashes? No, every piece of oil it must be burned. But once it's burned, you can keep it on the table. You can have a noise coming through. One second. Because not to be trusted, that's that look. One thing.
Why did
it start to not secure? That's that look, because things require praise. That's the shit of case. That anything that requires praise, so it's Mechdishiure. One thing. That's that look, when you see now, do the Mechdishiure. The conversation is do the. Anything that requires praise, even though not be of name of constant. Permanent Biyom and Eirom, so it's Mechdishiure. One second. Now, please. Now, one second. Now, let's go with this. We're going again. So he says, so what mashma from the washing of the Ran? That the aloche of Ktuse Mechdishiure applies to all those Yitzuranoye that require praise. Not that Avizor and Adach. Mashe Inke in the Deen of Kolei Yidlisrei. That is limited only to Avizor and Adacha. But that's going to start again, Ran, just the other way. The Aloha of Ktuse Mechdishiure is limited only to Avizor and Adacha. But it doesn't apply to all, because there is no deal of Biyom, there is no deal of praise. And the moment you burn it, you can have anointed from the ashes. You don't have to destroy the ashes too. So, the deen of Ktuse Mechdishiure doesn't apply to all. Only to things that are written by Leo. Machenke Rashinah deen of Kolei Rishon Kisotome. That applies to anything that requires faith. Even let's say all and for Akerem, not after Abuzor in Yadachat. So it is just the other way than the Ramse. That's the Hasogi of the Goyen and the Ram. And the Ram. So in other words, from the Ram it's Mashma. That according to Rav Shimon, you cannot try to get an ole of Asher. But an ole of ole, you can try to get according to Rav Shimon. So the Goyen says no. The Aloha of Ktuse Mechdishiure, that is to be limited only to drawing the Tzrichim the ole. But it doesn't apply to all, because all it doesn't require the ole of just a single phrase, that's all. But the Aloha of Rav Shimon, according to the Kisorov, applies to everything, so it's just the other way. It is just the other way. Now, or then he says, where is Mashi Kota Bikhilo, Vahafo Gav Bistus and Mashi Shure, for when you see the Bishas, you almost choose the elevation to Tzricha and Levaya, to be now Rizore, the Lohi is Tzricha Bistus and Lamed Hei, Amed Aleph, Tamach El Ole, why? Because they didn't have Achille, because they were the moment, Avo Gav Shimisot to be Freyze, Moshe Kos Valfosh, we shall only get that thing, because Tzricha says that the Zin of Tzricha and Mashi Shure applies to all else, Vimire, so then the Goyim says, Vimire di toisei zabera. So he makes a collection there. V'chein toch leima. V'chol yisura anoye, koma, v'av v'yishom shetzichom yivar em leilom. V'av agav v'chtus emech v'shure, v'shif al ure. Miu l'man doma, kol oein leit, rosh leima, av agav v'amrinon, v'dav k'emide di bo yishiu, hain el rabonon v'shir lei, kol oein leit. Hakiv, Kinden bis Treffel, es ist Schuhe, die ich tue. Aber das ist nicht wirklich so, sondern da habe ich manchmal meine Beilung. All right, so he makes a correction there. So he says like this. Im Schoch mit einem Kost, was ich an euch koste. Wie kommen wir zu einem Leiko, Amre? Wie hat ihr nun bei so einem Leiko, Amre? Sie trichen uns bei einem Leiko. Was ihr bei so einem, sie trichen uns bei einem Leiko. So the gate is still kosher. Not only is it get kosher on an ole of ole, but even if the get was written on an ole of avidizore, on an ole of yiraladachas, which requires biyom leilo majorly. So it's all supposed. But if the get was written on an ole of hashero, on an ole of yiraladachas, so then we should apply the principle of tushim hashero. So if the Torah is the Boishio, Umiyo, now, Umiyo with Andoma, Koloei made with the Kisol Dome, Masha Goyavide. So in other words, he takes out, he strikes out the word, the Isis is written by an element, and he puts it in the first line. And here he doesn't leave it. This is the correction he makes. Now, actually, it's not necessary to make a correction now. Of course, if we accept this correction in the Ram, so then the Ram she thinks like Rashi, that the Aloha of Shusemech Shure is limited only to something that sort of be on the law, so doesn't apply to something that requires just the need of faith. But why should we? We are not forced, I mean, to change the Nusach in the Ram just because the sheet of both Rishayim has to be that way, but sheet of faith is in the culture. Sheet of faith is here, that the Aloha of Tusemech Tishure, the Aloha of Tusemech Tishure applies to all Yisur HaNoi that require faith. Of course, not even the Kolo, but all Yisur HaNoi require faith. So maybe we can explain the Ram without any correction. But, like this, you see, the Ram says as follows, Ksoch mitam kosla suranoi kosha. Bichom suranoi kosha. What is it, bichom suranoi? It means not only because the Kodesh Ram doesn't make any difference. Whether if the kind of suranoi that requires biyum and eilom in a permanent way, like Avizor and Yeramidaha, or the kind of suranoi like calling for a keren that requires just a single mighty faith. But both require an ibud. What difference does it make whether it's an ibud in a permanent way or one single mite of it? Tutemach Teshuva applies to every suranoia that requires ibud. Whether it's the kind of ibud like Avizor and Ragaha, which has to be kept, destroyed all the time, or it's the kind of ibud like all require Keren, Tutemach Teshuva applies to it. But Tutemach Teshuva doesn't apply to Batul Cholo, because then there is no need of ibud altogether. So the Ram says, "Bichol Yisur Anoi Kamer." In other words, "Kosa Yisur Anoi Kosher" is not that Yisur Anoi that say like "Bosa Becholov." He will write on "Bosa Becholov" so it's kosher. Even Klai Akeren also, Klai Akeren and Amrizore, all the Randachas. In other words, he includes all Yisur Anoi that are subject to Yisur Anoi. Whether it's mitzvah of ibud in a single way, or it's mitzvah of ibud in a permanent way, b'cholamah. In other words, it's like shittat ha'ezes. Not like Rashi, like shittat ha'ezes in sukkot ha'lamedei. The apple gav the chusim lechishirai. But when he writes on an ole of asher, or he writes on an ole of ole of pre'akeren, so it should apply the din of chusim lechishirai, but here there is no shiur by the lo'yif v'kol mi l'bo yishir k'sheif ha'ole. Mi'u. So the Ram says, "Beisha shetzichon yisbayam leilom." So he doesn't mean yisbayam leilom in the same sense as the Goyim uses the expression yisbayam leilom. Ashero niyamedacha. He means yisbayam leilom that requires faith. Because We say, because when Gemara says kosher isur anoyim kosher, so isur anoyim includes everything. Kosher b'cholov also. Kosher b'cholov and fire keret. Even fire keret. But kosher isur anoyim kosher, so the category of isur anoyim is broad enough to include all kinds of isur anoyim. All kinds of isur anoyim. In other words, what? All kinds of Mizore, Anibachas, Klayachere, Moore, Bosa Becholov, everything. So Kosher is not only Kosher. Even though it has no Chshive, though it has a Shabbos or a Pute, so it's still Kosher. So it's still Kosher. So that's why he says, Miu Be'isam Shetrichon is Bayer Bnei Rom, he means those that require Freife. Not Dafke, Mizore, Anibachas. Those which require Freife. So Man Doma, Kroni, Vifre, Kisor of Doma, Mashu, Amiget. You see, the Goyim uses the expression is by a Meilom in the sense of something that requires Biyom Meilom in a permanent way. That means that we don't have any other Dachas. But when the Ram uses the expression, so it's by a Meilom, he means what? He means those that you know that require faith. Whether it's a Mizori or a Dachas, or it's all required charity. La Fuke what? La Fuke Boso? La Fuke Boso Becholo? La Fuke Boso Becholo? So in other words, So of course, because the Ram doesn't say that the halacha of Kohenim Brichot Kisor Zomim, the halacha of Kohenim Brichot Kisor Zomim is limited only to something like Amidor Nirandahat, that he couldn't say. Because Kohenim Brichot, even if it's not Amidor Nirandahat, but it's Kohenim Brichot, so it's Kisor Zomim. But, so he uses the expression is Bayam Neirah, not in the sense something that has that requires Ibus permanently, even the ashes. No, but immediately by the name of something that requires the deal. Whether it's the deal of Avizore, or the deal of Homer, Pyakerem, or the deal of Comet, anything that requires deal. So then, it's called it is not the Goyen, you see, uses the expression with by the name of in the sense, deal in a permanent way. Well, then it could have reference only to Avizor and Yandarat. But the Ram doesn't mean by that expression, with Bayam Neirom, Avizor and Yandarat. It means anything that requires faith. No, because... because when... The Mishnah is concerned with what Chiyas. Even though it has no Shabbos, so still it's kosher. So as far as the Mishnah is, when the Mishnah says kosher is Ranoi kosher, it includes all is Ranoi. But on the whole of all. So you see. So, because the Shabbos in the Mishnah is, either it's all right to write the get and something that has no Shabbos. You cannot have Ranoi. So then, so with the expression is Ranoi in the Mishnah, kosher is so Kumitam, in the Gemara. So that expression has reference to a very broad category, not just Avizor and Andaha, and not even just Klayachere and Ole, but even Bochol, all the Surah Amor. So he said, since the Gemara of the Surah Amor, the expression Surah Amor used in the Gemara has reference to a very broad category. And now, and of course, the halacha of Kohen Yisrael couldn't apply to such a broad category. Because, let's say, even a Kohen Rav Shimon, if he won't buy the get and got on the halacha, so then it would be kosher, because it's not in Yisrael. It's not in Yisrael. Mure is only required in the Rabbah. So what do they say? But those who are not in the Shah, what do you mean? It means that require a get. Not got on the halacha, but let's say, Avizore, Vayakerem, so that the Kohen Rav Shimon would be possible. Because we know Gedol is required in Shio, but the Kohen Rav Shimon is not Aloch in Shio that way. It's Aloch in Kohen Rav Shimon, it's Kisor Dome. So not only the Shio is reckoning, the whole Chesed is reckoning. Kisor, it's Eshet. Well, of course, Eshet is not a Get. Eshet is not a Get. Get Pasef Ksav, it's Eshet. So it's not a Get. So we don't have to make the correction. In the Goyim. Now what's Nafimine? We make the correction, so then the Ram Shite is like Rashi. The halacha of the kishure applies only to something that's chrichim, v'izbayim, v'neilom, v'neilom. So that's what it means. But it doesn't. But it doesn't apply to, let's say, to all and for Yakeret. If we don't make a correction, then the Ram Shite is like Rashi. I'm sorry, not like Rashi. And if you look the Ram Shukeh, so you see that the Ram Shite is not like Rashi, the Ram Shite is like this. So then we don't have to make a correction. All right, now. So anyway, the Ram himself says that only according to the Shimon, so costly al Anoish is Chichen is Bayer Neilom, that means that the Anole or Klaakeren, so the death would be possible, because according to the Shimon it's all done, so the Chesed will take this. There is no death. However, according to Rabbanon, so it's costly. According to Rabbanon, it's costly. Now, the Ramor, however, is not like that. The Ramor passing Miu Bidobo Shetzori Rubio Neilom, Vitzorich Treite. So first of all, we see from the Jewish soul, Biom Neilom, the soul is traited. So in course of all, I get for it. So what does it mean? So Biom Neilom, does it mean Dafka, Rizor, in Yad Dachas, or anything that requires traited? Well, the Ramo says it's all traited, so it's mashma. Anything that requires traited, even all in Kwaya Kerem also. So how, so in other words, so what does the Ramo mean? Because the Ramo, the Gemchava says, get to Koslach to Anuikos. So what does it mean to get Anuikos? Only to Anoi Kosher, to Anoi Kosher. So he modifies it and he says, that case to Anoi doesn't require faith. Let's say what? Possible hope. So then it's kosher. Even though it has no shavuot of its putteh, so it's kosher. However, if it is the kind of it to Anoi that requires faith, let's say Avizore, or Kliakerem, or because Ramon says faith. So he doesn't limit himself. That's it, I'm going to die. And it's really by a faith. So where is faith in nation? That's why I cannot pray the nation. So then, why? Because, okay, but, and he mentions Iran. But, even though he mentions Iran, but Iran is not like Iran. The Iran, she can use that they call it Rashimah. And it's not the Sabbath to say that there are more pastors like Rashimah. It's not the Sabbath. It's not the Sabbath. Because there are many riots, so the Goyim mentions many riots that we don't pass the life of Shimon. So the question is, so why does the Ram say? So he applies, he mentions the Ram, but it's not love with the name, it's not mamish like the Ram. So the Hashulchan says that the Ramos Pshat is because of Sefer Echad Om Rachmone, the Lo Yishnayim is where it was. That's what it's one. Because, so he says, two, that we say Ktusemerteshur we only apply to something that requires a shield, and Ged doesn't require a shield. So the Ramo says, because Gabi Ged would be possible, even though it doesn't require a shield. That's mamish. The reverse of the Ram, because the Ram says that the halacha of Ktusemerteshur doesn't apply to Ged because it doesn't require a shield. Now, so and the Ramo is chilek on the Ram. Now, the Ramo is chilek on the Ram, even though in parentheses it's mentioned, the Ram says basic written, but it's not because of this Ram. Now, first of all, I don't know whether these receiving parentheses were put in by the Ramo himself or by somebody else. I don't know. But anyway, so if it was put in by the Ramo himself, then the Ramo is difficult. But the Ramo cannot be explained on the basis of the Ram, because the Ram says just the reverse. Now, so how does Hashulchan explain the Ramo? So he explains on the basis of the halacha of Ktusei Mechtishure. Now, what? But how can we apply the din of Ktusei Mechtishure? There is no shiur required by Get. No shiur. So the Hashulchan says something, I'm not 100% sure that this is what he meant, but if this is what he meant, so then we can understand. Now, there is a machlokes rishonim in Rivat in Daftei, in Tisre, and also in Chum in Tisra Adam, so there is machlokes rishonim as to the pshat in Ktusei Mechtishure. So the Talmud, of course, the Halacha Mishum Sinai is not based upon logic, but we have to know what the Halacha Mishum Sinai tells us. So some Rishonim say, "Tuzeh Mechdash Shiur Mitvayi," that anything that requires a Shiur, if it requires Biur, whether Biur in a permanent way or Biur Treife, I mean that's another Machlokes Rishonim. It's nothing to do with it. So some Rishonim say that Tuzeh Mechdash Shiur, the Halacha Mishum Sinai Shiur Mitvayi, that anything which requires Biur. Anything that requires a shiur, is say like every ruler, hotel, anything which requires a shiur, if it is subject to a mitzvah of bio. So then the shiur is right. Then, but that's the shita of Moses. However, there is a shita of Rav Avraham who teaches in Eretz in that day, and also in this Adam. So he says, now, the Gemara says, one Mandoma says that the Lechit Shal HaSheiro is good, but Keiro Shal HaSheiro is not good. And the Rambam also passes like that. That's the only thing. Mandoma Lechit, that Lechish Vashiro is good, I will fear alone. Ktuse Mechta Shiur. Ktuse Mechta Shiur. Now, there is one Mandoma who says that Itma, Vashri Barashi Omar, Eitin Lechi Yashiro. That you can make your lechi out of Hashem. Kapshim lo kishim yareish in keren Hashem. Man do ma keiro koshmule. The one who says that keiro can be made from Hashem, even though keiro requires a real shiur. In other words, keiro has to be kefa. Rikabalo riach, ubriyo ki rikabalo riach, it must be strong enough so that it could support a choti riveno, so a real shiur. So if keiro, which requires a certain shiur, can be made out of a shiur, so certainly lechi, which doesn't require a shiur, can be made out of a shiur. Mandoma lechi, but Mandoma always says, lechi can be made out of a shiur, so only lechi can be made out of a shiur, because lechi doesn't require a real shiur. I will say only because the keiro has to be kepa, and has to be thick enough to be able to support a heavenly veino. So then, look, two semantics. And this is how the Rambam passes. That lechi can be made out of a sheiro, but keiro cannot be made out of a sheiro. Why? Because keiro requires a sheiro, so it will be kefah. And this is a sheiro, so two semantics. So out of the shini medikase, so Avogad Lechi Nami Boy Shio Deva. So Lechi also requires a Shio and Deva in Hai. So Tesha says, Mikom of Inkindu Boy Yal Shio Zute Loyach Mirube. Avogad Lechi Nami Boy Shio Deva, Vigam Rechav Mashu, Miu Boye, Miu Boye, Vigam Rechav Mashu Miu Boye, So the first question takes is that the reason why that Rafchir Barashi says is in Lechi Ashiro, and that's how we pass. Lechi can be made out of Ashiro, but Kiro not. Why Kiro not? Because Kiro requires Ashiro. So maybe if it's Ashiro, so Kiro not Ashiro. So Lechi also requires Ashiro? So what kind of Ashiro does Lechi require? First of all, it requires the Rechav Mashu and Deva Yud. So he says, that Shiur is a Shiur Yud. Now, so what is Shiur Yud? Yud is not Yud. Yud is not Yud. It means the Mashu is a Yud. So of course, Mashu is not considered a Shiur. Mashu. Mashu means anything. Shiur means a certain size. All right, so that answers the Kashe. But it requires Rechav Mashu. But it doesn't answer the Kashe of Lechi requires Shiur Geva Yud. So So the Tetragrammaton by Rav Chaim, I think I mentioned this in the first meeting, I think I mentioned this, is that, did I mention it or not?
No.
I didn't mention it in the sugya of Dir Hamishon Chisa Hamishon. I didn't mention it in the Dir Hamishon Chisa Hamishon. Well, so maybe I mentioned it in Hayom, because that's why I'm learning Shabbat. So, the Rambam says that Lechi slash Hero is good. And then Kilo is no good because it's a Lechi Shiro. So the Kashi is put by Lechi, because it's also a Shiro. So Bishlo, you know, you got to have that's not a Shiro, Mashu. But we got to give up. So even you is good. Not even you is good. So it requires give out you. So that's not a Shiro. That is a Shiro. So why do we say Lechi slash Hero is good? So the Chaim says, in the Rambam, in the Tefa, he says, inasmuch as the Shiro by Lechi is only in the Geva, so the Shiro is in the Mokim, not in the Chetze of the Lechi, not in the Chetze of the Mechite. In other words, Mechite doesn't, by Shabbos we don't need the Chetze of the Mechite. By Shabbos, as Tefa says, it's only in the regular Rabbi. It's only in the regular Rabbi. So what is in the regular Rabbi? The Alochi is the Mokim has to be Chotis. In order that the Mokim should become, a Mishayochi, so it has to be shut off from the other place. So it's not, we don't need a Chet of Mechite, we need a Mokim youth that should be shut off. So the only reason as to why the Mechite, what is Lech? Lech is the Mechite. Lech is the Mechite. It holds the Mechite. So it has to be given you. Why? Because in order to become a Rishayochi, then there must be a mocking of in a height of 10 to be hot. So it's not, so the Shio is not in the Chepte, the Shio is not in the Chepte, but the Shio is the mocking. So when do we say the Shio is required in the Chepte? Then we say, if it requires Shio, so then there is no Shio in the Chepte. Masheikin, Gabi Lechi, so Kiro requires a Shio in the whole Chepte, the Chepte of the Kiro, instead of Tefa, and so on, and that to be clear of the Kabul Olia. So Kutanach Shure, Masheikin, Gabi Lechi, so as far as the other dimensions are concerned, we don't need a Shio. We only require a Shio in the height, so the Shio is not in the Chepte of the Kiro. The Shio is, there has to be a Lechi in the Mokin, of Tentuach. In the Mokim of Tentuach. So since it's not in the Chepte, so we may well not define the of Tentuach Shure. Now, I heard from my father, that what the Magid Mishneh says, and the Goyim here mentions the Magid Mishneh as the Yisod in Tentuach Shure. The Magid Mishneh says, the reason is why by Lechi, we do not say Tentuach Shure, says, because Dalavo, there is no Ramon for the service of the Shabbat. Is there? דיברנו את השבת את הלוך יגיד אוק, so דיברנו את השבת את הלוך הלוך יגיד והלוך יגיד הלוך יגיד תיכול לי תיבטי אך הוא בגובה שלי גדיר לא חי ואפילו בישרה נורי אבל בזור עצמו הוא יקירו שעושה לי תלך יקוש שהלך יאוג לי קושי גיבה הלך יפוך את השעות ווכי ווב לי קושי Then the Lachim Yudin says, the whole is in Kero, and we are Kero. We are the Kero, and we are the Kero. We are the Kero. So then, because of our eyes, in Mobi Koshu, we go to the Kero, we are the Kero. So we should still say, to the Mechti Shure. So the Magnishu said as follows. On the right of Kat, he says, when you talk to Moshe, how to wish about God, and when the Masha, he showed him Rabbein, and he gave our Lachim, והחילות בזה שיש נקודי צריקה ומשתות. לכל זה בכל הבדינים, זה הפוינט, זה הליינט, זה היעלות. And all these things exist only in imagination. the 84 we pay out will put out the car. A point has no real existence by itself except in the line. And the line, a car will be more tell the shetah. And the line has no real existence except in an area. But shetah will be more tell the gala. And an area has no real existence except in the south. But a game of Mushiach will be more hot. Change his job. And the gala, the tower, has three dynamics. Is any good? I want the top of it. Or the hot. Come as in song for the hot off. She will. The table of the shield of the high, the day and the next makes him a shield. If she is in Hutin, the Sarah has a shield. The home has been told to the hot of shield, and we all do bad, are you to cover the new child of hunger. So he says, Kibo requires the shield in all the three dimensions. So in other words, so it won't be three dimensions that count. Three dimensions count to the south. So maybe we can apply the meaning of this Mashiach. Mashiach in King Lechi requires only Shio and Deva, that's only one dimension. That exists only in imagination, one dimension. So maybe the Allah has said that Shio doesn't apply to it. I heard from my father that the Magnishni means what the Chaim says. By the way, when can we apply the meaning of Tisha Nafti Shio only if the Shio is in the Chepte? What is the Chepte? The Chepte means the Chepte has three dimensions. Something that exists only in imagination, that's not a heaven. Mashiach, here, the other dimensions don't require the Shiro. What requires the Shiro? Only the Geva. So that's the Raya, that the Yutvachim is not in the Mechite itself, it's not in the Lechit. How could there be that being the Mechite? A Mechite does not consist of one dimension, a Mechite consists of all the three dimensions. So it's the Raya that the Shiro is mentioned in the Moke. Not in the Hefte. For I am that the Shiro is not in all the three dimensions. So in the Mele, the Aloha is not the Shiro that doesn't apply. Now the Goyen here mentions the Magidishne, mentions this Magidishne. Now, so, Tesef in Eidavit. So the question arises, why does Rakhir Barashe say that Keiro cannot be made out of a Sheiro. Why? Because this is the Sheiro. And Lechi can. Avogad Lechi name boy Sheiro Geda with Amrechat Mashu. With Amrechat Mashu may be boy. We call him a Sheiro with boy Sheiro Zito Yechiro Bet. So what is this Sheiro Zito? That means Rechat Mashu Sheiro Zito. How about Geva? So we have to say that Chaim Shkat or the Magnishne said. Because as far as Geva is concerned, so it's not the Sheiro in the Hefze. And we couldn't say that there is a Shio in the Hefte too, because in all three dimensions we must have at least a Mashu. So the answer is no. If at least a Mashu, that's not a Shio. Then that's one. So that's the first question takes it. As to why Lechi is good in Menasheh. There are other but one period is the reason that's why Lechi is good in Menasheh or in Hoyom is that because this indicates have a Lechi. So he says as follows. Now what does Lechem mean? Lechem means you have three sides, you have three walls in the model. And then the fourth wall side is open. So then you put up one post at one corner. So then, let's say, here is a side. Here is the case, and here is the case, and here is the case. Here there is no case. So then you just put up a post. And in one corner, so that's the left. So he says, the Aloha puts in the Shure only implies, doesn't imply, it only implies that it's wrong. Who said anything that requires deal, so Mech the Shure. So we have to imagine as if the Shio had consisted of particles. As if it had been ground into little particles. Who said Mech the Shure? So we have to imagine it as if it had been ground. Now, so Mimele, Shaper, can you be a fair with the Shaper? Let's say, suppose you take a Shaper, and then you grind it. You grind it into little pieces. And then you take, and somebody will hold all the pieces together, so that it should be in the shape of the shoulder. And then you'll start to blow. And assuming that it will be able to blow out the sound, all right? So, that way, will be a set up, nothing. So in other words, the shaper has to be in order to be kind of the shaper, so it has to be one piece. But if it consists of little particles, it will not be able to, even if it's here, it will be possible to blow out the sun. Let's say you grind it into little particles, and then somebody will hold all the particles together, and they will blow out the sun. So you radiate it because it has to be one thing. Or let's say electric. Besides, not only Yom Tishrei, Yom Tishrei has to be Hodah, all right, but let's say Yom Tishrei, when there is no Din of Hodah, and Kosher is also Kosher. But suppose you grind it into particles, and then you take all the particles together, you hold them, and then you keep all the pieces, you put them together. So Luviyeke or Naviyeke, so it has to be one piece. Or Luer or Hodah. So then we say Ktuse easily requires a shiur, and the shiur must be one piece, not two particles, cannot count it. The shiur cannot be constituted by individual particles. So Master Shiur, if it requires beer, it's considered that it has already been ground into particles. But he says, but Gabilechi, suppose you have here one cable, and you have to put up a pole. Suppose you take little pieces, and you will stick them to the scaffold, you see. So then it will be good luck. So maybe we cannot apply the aloche of Ktusha Nachishura. This is what the Rav Abba wanted. Lech yim o yomad vikaktis in the keisel. Hav lech yim will vacho in it with the ruach. If it will stick to the keisel. Here you have, let's say, you have on the eastern side you have a cave. On the eastern side you have a cave. And then on this side there is no cave. And you take pieces of the lechi. Pieces of the lechi. You have the lechi and then you are broken into fragments, and you take all these fragments and you stick them together to the cave. So even though they consist of fragments of little pieces, as long as they will stick to the cave and they're not likely to fly away with the ruach mitzuyot, so then it's a good mechitzah. So mainly we cannot apply the din of Ktusha Nachishura. All that the halacha of Ktusha Nachishura says is that if it requires din, it's considered like being ground. So then it depends, if how to din, when it's ground, when it's not one piece, so it's not good, so it was. That is the Ethric, the Kaysa, the Blue. So if you cannot be the Ethric or Kaysa with the Kaysa that consists of fragments. Some Mele, so it was. Masheke in the Lechi. So Lechi can, you can be ate with the Lechi, Lechi can be Kosher, even if it consists of fragments. As long as the seers will be able to stick to the cave. What is that? What is that?
The kolam. Why was it not
the
kolam?
No, the cave. So the kolam has to be one piece. That's what it says. The kolam hacholam. Kolam has to be one piece. Kolam has to be one piece. You see, because lech is the din of mechitzah. So mechitzah, there is no aloha that has to be one piece. But kolam is special aloha. Kolam. So it has to be one piece. Kolam mishum hekar. So in other words, it has to be one piece. But if it is, let's say, you put many fragments together, one near the other, so it will not be good. It has to be one thing. So anyway, so this is the Rav Abba Avraham said. In other words, the Ktusha Nachishura only say, if in case where it consists of fragments is possible, then we say, even though it's one piece being here, but since it's quite a deal, it could be imagined like Kotus, ground. But where is Kosha of the Deen, even when it's ground, so then there is no aloha of Ktusha Nachishura. That's the Shit of Rabbi Avraham. Now it's the Machlokes Hashemim. In other words, in all the things where of the Deen is not possible, even when it's ground, where there is no Deen of one piece, so do we apply the aloha of Ktusha Nachishura or not? So according to the first washing, we do apply. And according to this Rav Avraham, we don't apply to the Nachishura. In other words, we apply to the Nachishura only something that has to be one piece. But if it's kosher with fragments also, when it's round, so then we don't apply the halacha to the Nachishura. Now, we can explain, I think this is what the Al-Hashukha meant, I mean, even though he doesn't say it in so many words. He does say it, but not in so many words. Now, so the Pshat in Ramo is as follows. Now, the Al-Hashukha says that the reason is not that the Ramo passed on like Hashim. Of course, we don't pass on Hashim. Now, many Gemara from which it appears that he's going to point out that Allah is not like Hashim. So, the reason would be not following the Greek that he told on this. But, El Gabiger, there is no Shia. But, if we say, like the first Washington says, the Tusenach the Shiure, just implies, anything which requires a Shia, if it is subject to Bia, so the Shia is like a something like that, so it can't have any application together. Because the Aloha in Mishnah only says, Tusenach the Shiure, the Shia is like a, but yet doesn't require a Shia. However, according to Rabbi Avraham, we can say it's not the halacha that's in shiur. It finds application in things which require a shiur. But it is not limited only to something that requires a shiur. It applies to anything which has to be one piece, where fragments are possible. So of course, things which require a shiur, and the shiur of one piece, so really takes to the nafsh shiur, that is shaita. So it requires one piece of Sheita, one piece, one unified piece of Sheita, which you can hold it, while you can hold the piece and hold down with the hand. It's then of the other, big as you can. So it has to be big enough, one piece, big enough, so he could put it in his mouth and hold down to it with his hand. Or a lulet. So one piece of lulet. Fourth one. Hold it. One piece of hold it. Three twachim, but fragments of other three twachim is not enough. So the halacha of Mishnah Sinai is not based necessarily upon the fact that it requires a shiur. It finds application in things which require a shiur. But the halacha of Mishnah Sinai implies that anything which has to be one piece, if it is subject to bio, so it's considered as if it is ground into pieces, into fragments. So it finds application, all I do more is washing shiure, to the master shiure. But it doesn't mean that is something that requires shiure as such. It finds application in things that require shiure. Let's say that a shaita requires shiure, a ruler requires fourth washing. So in other words, if it is subject to shiure, so then it doesn't have fourth washing, it doesn't have the fourth washing shiure. But even something that doesn't require a shiur, like that. But there is a loche, since the rechot of Rachmonim is not a shiur, so it's yet consisting of fragments, it's possible. So anyway, if it requires shiur, so we say, it's already fragmented. It's already fragmented. And that's why it's possible. So in other words, not only according to Rav Shimon, but even according to Rabbanon. So why does the Ramo mention Haran as the Yidrishim? Assuming that the Ram himself put the Yidrishim in? I mean, that's doubtful whether all these names that are mentioned in parentheses that serve the Agoy, whether the Ramo himself put it or somebody else did. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in style to determine that. But assuming that the Ramo himself put all these names in parentheses after every Agoy, So he says just the reverse of the Ram. The Ram says according to Rabbonon, who says following the Jesus is all done. So the gap is possible. But according, the implication being according to Rabbonon, not. According to Rabbonon, not. So we could say as follows. You see, he just mentioned the Ram because the Ram says that according to Rav Shimon it's possible. That according to Rav Shimon is possible. Why? Because we hold kolayim mitrit kisol dome. So the reason, so the Ramo holds, the reason is why the Ram says that according to Rav Shimon is because the Ram in whom is chayik Rabbi Avraham. And the Ram in whom holds that Allah has put the Lech Teshuvah implies that anything which requires a shiur, so So if it stops the bureau, so the shield is left. And where the shield is required, so then the shield is also being considered lacking, even if Alpidin can be partially present. So that way, according to the Ram, the whole Allah of the Shabbat Shurim is not as Rabbi Avram says, but as Seisa says. That way,